Hello, everybody. Welcome back to my podcast, Little Mind Chats. Mind's a little, not our thoughts. I'm your host, Siona Vikram. Well, today we have a lovely guest with us. I've been on his podcast, and he is a wonderful, wonderful person. His name is Pete Cohen.
Well, it's an absolute pleasure to be on your podcast and for you to be in my home, because we obviously got to know each other. How did we meet?
Well, we met on Clubhouse one day when Laura Frank Barnard introduced you to me.
Yeah, and I was really taken aback by your story because we're both in the podcasting game, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I've been podcasting for a number of years, and I'm always looking for interesting people to kind of get to know, people who are doing fantastic things. And I know that this podcast today is probably going to be a little bit more kind of conversational. It's like two friends having a chat. So why don't you, I'd like to know, I want to ask you some questions, right? Because I would imagine.
Yeah, because this is a friendly conversation.
It's a friendly conversation. And I would imagine that often when you're doing your podcast, you're asking questions of other people. But let's ask each other questions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so tell me, why did you start a podcast? Well, tell us, why did you start your podcast in the first place?
I started my podcast because, as a seven-year-old living in the UK, I first discovered a podcast, and then after listening to them for a while, I realized that I needed something more than just stories and science, for that was available. So I've always been the reality-based topic kind of kid, and so I needed something more. So I was like, why don't I start my own podcast? But my mom didn't find time to support me because we had plans to move back to India. And then once we did, the coronavirus pandemic happened where everybody was under a doom, but we were on a boom because we could finally start my podcast. Woohoo!
Yeah, and your podcast is fantastic. How many episodes have you done now?
Around, I think, 86 or something.
Wow. Because I know that most people that start a podcast don't carry it on for very long.
90% of people who start a podcast can't even get over their third episode.
Wow, well, I'm kind of a little bit ahead of that because I think we're nearly 400 podcasts of the My365 podcast. So I started podcasting because I suppose I like to be heard. I like to talk, and I like talking, and I like being able to share information with people that maybe makes them think, I've never thought of that before, or I didn't know I could do that. So just in terms of your podcast, what does your podcast stand for? Why does it exist?
Well, first of all, when I started off with my podcasting journey, I wanted to speak to little children and learn from them, like, what they think of the world, what their views are. And then I was like, if children speak to children, then that's just going to be the same information circulating and nothing new from the industrial experts. And then I started interviewing industrial experts, but then it did make me a bit sad that I couldn't get any children onto my podcast. So we did start getting some on my podcast.
You know, I think it's fascinating how there's an old saying, I don't know whether you've heard of this saying, children should be seen, but not heard. Have you ever heard of that expression?
No way. And I think that's pretty wrong.
Yeah, I know. I think it's ridiculously wrong because I said something to you and you pulled me up on it. Mm-hmm. Do you remember?
Yes.
What was it?
I can't remember.
Okay, so I said humans have been partying for the last 100 years. And you stopped me and said, it's not the last 100 years, it's the last 200 years. It's the start of the Industrial Revolution, is when things started to really change.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I wonder why, I mean, let's face it, adults don't always listen to children in the way that we could. And I think that a lot of adults think that we're cleverer and wiser in younger children, as if that you can't really know what's going on in the world because you're too young, which is ridiculous, right?
Yeah, well, even children have brains and we can understand as well. Like in Matilda, it's like, I'm big, you're small. I'm right, you're wrong.
Yeah, it's crazy because I think that it's people like you that really do need to be heard because I think you're the the type of person that younger people are going to listen to. So from your perspective, what have adults been doing for the last 200 years that have got our world to the place where it's in trouble?
Well, plastic, when it was invented for billiard balls because actually it was invented to protect wildlife and animals because they used to make billiard balls out of turtle shells and ivory. That would just mean killing off elephants and turtles and tortoises. So they had to come up with some sort of material that phases out animal products and brings in something that's man-made. And then, so they invented plastic that was used. Originally, it was almost like a bomb, and then they modified it and made it better. But then what they didn't realize is that even though plastic is a wonder material, once they made it, they didn't bother to invent a way to discard it. So what I'd say is that if you're inventing a new material, then you need to also invent and tell humanity and tell everybody how to discard that material.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because at the time, people probably didn't think about what is the long-term consequence of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like we've come so far, right?
Mm-hmm.
That it's such a massive industry, the companies that produce plastic toys, mm-hmm. that it's hard for them to stop because people, where money's involved, where people are making money, you know, what do you want to see happen? I really want to understand, what is the impact that plastic toys are having?
Well, the impact is that it's affecting children's health and it's just killing children's creativity because sometimes it's ready-made, just put in front of the child. You just need to give it a silly voice, a silly background, and then there you go. That's barely creative. But Lego is there, but that's also plastic, and it has materials. And to depict the scenery of plastic toys, I like to tell you a little story. So I hope all the people listening to this podcast know of Mr. Men and Little Miss.
Mr. Men, yeah, absolutely, and Little Miss, yeah, okay. So what we're looking at here is some pieces of paper. They've got some of the Mr. Men on it and the Mrs. Men. Mrs. What? Because when I grew up, it was just Mr. Men, you know. But now it goes to show it's changed because that's not correct. Little Miss, okay.
Yes, so so there are people like Mr. Rude and Mr. Grumpy. So Mr. Grumpy people are like people who are just grumpy about everything and then they just don't care to buy sustainable toys and they just want to keep on buying plastic toys. But people like Mr. Rude, even if we say, hey, stop, just watch what you're doing, they just be rude with us and they start shouting on us. And to top that up, there are people like Mr. Quiet, who is just a silent spectator. And even if we tell people like Mr. Lazy to get up and do something, they're just sleeping there on the beds, the soft plastic beds. And there are people like Little Miss Bossy, who just keep bossing around, which is practically the plastic toy makers who are bossing around everybody and saying, there's no other option but our very splendid toys who want to kill your child's health. And then to top that up, there you have people like Mr. Funny who just want to make fun of the good and bad side because they have no idea what's going on. And that is good sometimes. They like to see humor. Humor is good, but not all the time. But there are people, there are marvelous and cool people like Mr. Marvelous and Mr. Cool who want to make a change and help the change happen because they don't mind about all these people. And like they are trying to start that revolution.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
And guess what character you are? You're Mr. Cool.
I'm Mr. Cool. Well, actually, can I invent my own character?
Yeah.
So I want to be Mr. Inspirator. Okay, so I think we need some more Mr. Cools, Mrs. Marvelous, basically. But I really love what you've done there because we do have grumpy people out there that I think basically they think, well, it's not my problem. There's nothing I can do.
I'm just leaving this art. It's their art. Yes. They need to make the change. Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, blah. I love it. I mean, I don't love it, but you're so... They're kind of detached from the fact it's not my problem. then Mr. Rude, who just doesn't really want to do anything.
Mm-hmm. Just wants to be rude to us when we come up to him and say,
no,
hey,
say you're wrong.
Stop.
You're yes, yes. And then Mr. Quiet, who just doesn't say anything. Mr. Lazy, who basically just can't be bothered. Mrs. Bossy or Mr. Bossy, who run these companies and the shareholders in the company, mm-hmm. that all they're interested in doing is maximizing shareholder value.
And bossing around people.
Bossing around everyone, yeah. Mr. Funny, he just makes fun of it all. But then we've got six of those characters and we've only got one Mr. Marvelous or Mrs. Cool. I want to be Mr. Inspirator.
I'm Little Miss Curious, and you know why I made six of these negative characters, except this guy, and just two of these guys, because these six characters, the world is filled with these kind of people, but it's also filled by people like Mr. Marvelous and Mr. Cool, but there are very less of them.
Yeah, and I think the more people that are making a noise, and I think this is a great way of teaching and showing, because if you were showing this to me now, even as a 51-year-old, I'm still, I know, it's crazy. I know I look like I'm 15. I'm thinking, okay, well, what can I do about it? So once again, just tell me about the turtle video that you watched and when you realized what was happening to the turtles. How did you come across this? How did you come across the problem in the first place with plastic and plastic toys?
Well, I came across it because I do news on my podcast, and then one day we were searching for news and I was having to record my news episode, and then when we came across the news about turtles dying of plastic in their tummy, and it broke my heart. And it wasn't exactly a video that I saw, but I saw all those plastic pieces lying around in the baby's stomach and choking its throat. And turtles have this kind of... they have a shell, and then underneath that shell, they have a spine which kind of sticks into their body, like inside, into the internal of their body. And then when they swallow something like ghost gear, which is practically incorrectly discarded fishing gear, that just goes and gets stuck there. And then even if they try to hook it onto a rock and pull it out, it just keeps hurting them because it's like dangling and pulling on their spine.
Wow. So what is it that you want to see happen? What is your big vision around all of this and what you're doing?
My big vision is to stop all these plastic toys and stop people from throwing any plastic into the ocean, because it's wrong. There is life in the ocean. That, in fact, that's where life originated. So we should not be treating it as a bin. Say there was a house, and then there was the big mother there, and then the big mother had lots of babies, and then the babies went and got their own houses, and then when they had waste, they just came and dumped it in their old mother's house.
Yeah, I mean, it really is so much bigger than everyone really realizes. Uh-huh. So how can we all help you? What is it that you need? I know this is your podcast, but I'm going to put this out on my podcast as well. So we'll use the same podcast twice.
Yeah, well, what I need is I need all hands on deck. I need everybody to believe me, because this is real. This is not a joke. And I'm saying it. This is not a joke. It is our future. This is our planet as humanity. God has made us intelligent because there should be someone to take care of this planet properly. But we just turn out not to.
Yeah, I think what I love about you is the fact that you're looking at this as something that it's everyone's problem, mm-hmm. and it's everyone's solution, as opposed to that's not my problem. It's like, it's the only, how is this all going to get sorted out?
Well, when everybody believes me and everybody supports me, and everybody has to bring in the change, because it's not just like, oh, she's doing something, leave it to her. What's our problem, say the grown-ups, because they are leaving this planet. And when they leave it, what should their grandchildren think of them?
Yeah. So what is it that your initiative, what you're starting in Bangalore, right? You're going back to India mm-hmm. soon. And what's your next step?
Well, my next step is starting my Little Wise Club on maybe Halloween, because that's the last Sunday of every... Well, I do it on the last Sunday of every month, and Halloween just turns out to be that day.
And what else can we do in terms of what is your vision? You see children realizing this is not good, and then wanting to recycle the plastic?
Yeah, they should not only recycle the plastic, they should literally refuse to have any plastic toys, like how they refuse to eat the vegetables.
So, okay, so this is.
Yeah, like they need to want to give their toys to me, because I want to get them recycled, and so do they.
And are there some challenges around the whole recycling of plastic toys?
Well, there is a lot of challenges, because there's no, like, because plastic toys are mainly not recyclable. They just left there in the environment to
rot.
Yeah, just to rot into microplastics. And that doesn't make any sense.
So what would you like to have happen? You want to see in Bangalore that children start bringing their toys somewhere where there will be some form of recycling, right?
No. What I want to see is the world doing that.
Yeah. But it all has to start somewhere, right?
Yes. And that somewhere is in my hometown, Bangalore.
And so how can we all help you? What is it that you need from us? How can we help you rid the world of plastic toys? What do you need from us? Because we will do it.
I need your plastic toys.
Okay, so if people right now have got plastic toys that they want to get rid of, what do you suggest they start doing?
Well, they should start off by looking at a website. Well, it's not yet developed.
But it will be.
Yeah, but it will be.
Buy sustainable toys,
yeah,
right?
And then buy sustainable toys, and of course, join the Little Wise Club.
The Little Wise Club on Clubhouse, right?
Well, on Clubhouse and physically.
And physically, right?
Yeah, well, if you can't join it physically, at least on the Clubhouse, you can do that.
And on your podcast, what is your podcast? Even though I'm on your podcast right now. Little Mind Chats.
Yeah.
Right? And you're also looking to be guests on other people's podcasts, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So if anyone is looking for a wonderful guest who needs help, right? You're asking people to get behind you and to support you.
Mm-hmm.
So what else can we do for you? We need to talk about plastic ducks, because we're looking at one.
First of all, I want to speak to Pete. Well, Pete, you need to stop buying those plastic ducks.
Well, actually, you know what? I don't buy any of these ducks. They're all bought for me. There's another one over there. Look. You know why people give me their ducks? I'll tell you, people give me their ducks in many cases to say thank you for making me aware of the duck in my head that quacks away and tells me, I can't do this, it won't work, I'm not good enough. And what's great about you, I mean, I don't know whether you have a duck in your head. I think we all have a voice in our head, right?
Yeah, that I refer to as a chimp. And in your... And one of your latest videos on LinkedIn, Facebook, wherever, you were speaking about the Chimp Paradox book. Well, I read a book. It's like the Chimp Paradox. It's written by the same person, but it's for children.
Dr. Stephen Peters.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's called My Hidden Chimp. If there are any children listening or watching this right now, then you need to buy that book. It's really good, but I borrowed it from the library.
And what about my books? I've written 20.
Oh, yeah, but I think it's for adults.
I'll give you a copy of Shut the Duck Up. Is there a copy of a book on the bookshelf up there? I think there is. Here you go. This is for you, okay?
Oh, thank you.
It's called Shut the Duck Up, okay?
Yeah.
But you know what? I think we do all have a duck in our head, but I think we also have another voice in our head, which is the genius, right? The genius, and having a good look at my book. It's a good book, actually. I think you'll enjoy it. But I think there's a genius in us, right? So let me just tell you this. The Romans believed that everyone was born with a genius in their head. So,
like a spirit watching them over their lifetime.
Exactly. They called it the moral authority, the spirit within. And you definitely have a very strong spirit within you that is going, let's get rid of plastic toys. Let's get rid of plastic toys.
Yeah, well, I've actually experienced this double voice so many times. Like, there are two of me. There are literally one... one brain that is you and the other brain, which is the duck slash...
So yeah. I'm in your head.
What?
Are you saying I am in your head, not me?
No. Well, everybody has two brains, and then that's what...
Yes.
That what makes you go like, these vegetables are disgusting, even though you know that...
They're
like,
good for you.
Even though you know that good for you, they have vitamins, they'll make you grow, you'll be like... Then, they taste disgusting, so why should I even bother to eat them?
Yeah.
And then, but your brain is saying, just eat them, you'll grow better, you'll be more healthy. And then your chimp brain or duck brain is just going like, don't eat them, it is not tasty.
Can you hear what my duck is saying? Yeah, I think you can. So,
quack, quack, quack.
It's always quacking away, but, you know... you asked me, lastly, you asked me to mentor you. What do you think that means when someone mentors someone else?
Well, mentoring is like, say, in this case, I have a podcast and then I want to like improve my podcast, then I need a mentor to help me do that.
Okay, well, I can definitely help you do that. And I want to introduce you to a whole load of other people that... so if you're listening to this... whether it's on my podcast or your podcast, how can we all reach out to you? What's the best way?
Well, you can message me on Clubhouse. If you have an account on Clubhouse, you can join my club. You can email me to my email. Here it is. I'll say it super slow that all of you can note it down.
Okay.
Siona.
Siona, which is...
S-I-Y-O-N-A at little... mindchats.com. Well, it's not little mind chat, it's little mind chat. People get confused, so don't.
I like it, and I've really enjoyed
that. And another place that you can get in touch with me is on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, except TikTok. Just type little mind chat and you'll find me.
Well, this has been fantastic. Any last words from you?
Well, I didn't ask you any questions.
That's okay. It doesn't matter.
Well, I'll ask you now. So what made you start your podcast?
Well, I like talking. And I like the idea that someone somewhere is listening to my podcast. Mm-hmm. And they might be getting some inspiration from it. And I think it's a wonderful thing to be able to do. To be able to listen to something where you have to use your imagination. I think where you're watching things. Sometimes you don't use every part of your brain. I like listening, and I think other people like listening. So, and I like sharing stories with the world, like stories like yours. So people didn't know you who follow me, but now they know you. Mm-hmm. So the world is a better place because they know who you are, and the world needs more people like you. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Good.
Definitely.
Next question.
Were you shocked to know about the plastic toys?
I was. Was very shocked. I really didn't know. I had no idea just how big a problem.
And people think it's just like something that the child is getting entertained with, but it's also something the child is killing the earth because they are playing with the plastic toys. But what makes us want those plastic toys is how captivating, how colorful, how vibrant, how it all matters. And these toy makers, they know of it. They know that if they make their toys very vibrant and colorful with lots of chemicals in it, the children are going to buy it. And then they just put the bad stuff into our hands. And then finally the blame comes to us.
It's ridiculous how they could blame children. But yeah. I had no idea just how much of it...
Yeah, and then adults go on, you're the children, it's your world it's going to be, and then you need to clean it up. But actually, adults keep saying, clean up after your own mess before leaving this room, or share your things. In fact, this world isn't our world. It's the shark's world, and we happen to eat the sharks. Because sharks have been around in the oceans for 400 million years. And we happen to eat and kill them 1 million per year. Well, sharks kill only 6 to 8 humans per year. We're not even tasty for them. And then they are just innocent creatures. They are sea predators, not land predators, and we show them as terrible, disgusting creatures in all our movies, and then that's just unfair. What if ants do that in their movies, if they have them?
I don't know. Maybe I'm going to find out.
Well, we are those monsters in their movies. We are in real life, in fact.
Yeah, I think you're right. Have you seen the film WALL-E?
Yeah.
You know how human beings kind of mess the world up?
Yeah, and then there's one last robot left to make everything into garbage cubes, and it finds a beautiful plant, and it finds a spaceship which the humans are on, and then everybody's fat, and there are no plants. It's all unreal food. It's completely AI-controlled, and everybody's in a wheelchair, and all they're doing full day is squinting at their screen.
Any other questions for me?
Well, why do you think that helping me helps the world?
That's a good question. Because human beings can't do anything on their own. Everything a human being does, they need other people to help them and support them if it's going to make a difference. So you're only as strong as the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very driven by legacy. I know you're going to be here longer than I am. So I want to pass on what's been passed on to me, pass it on to you, and you to pass on whatever it is that you want to pass on. So I just think it's great to know people like you. I think who else could I introduce you to that you could impact their life in some way, shape, or form? I think the whole world needs to hear your voice.
Yeah, well, what I heard once is that a chain is as strong as its weakest link.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the thing about plastics.
Yeah, even if one link is rusted and it snaps, the whole chain falls and the prisoner is free.
Yeah, I agree. Any other questions?
Well, who is the best person you worked with?
Well, that's obvious, isn't it?
Apart from me?
Well, I was going to say it's you. I think helping this guy Mandela in Uganda, that's been pretty awesome. You're obviously aware of his story, looking after 101 children. Helping him with his vision. He has a big vision.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't take much to help people. You know, it was Martin Luther King that said the most important question we should be asking each other is, what can I do for you? How can I help you? What do you need?
Yeah, well, I listened to your episode with Mandela. Mandela and that other person. And I think that Mandela is truly that person who he is named after. The person who stayed in prison for 27 years. One person on my podcast, that is Brigadier Ray Mullick. He's a squash, I think, national level player. And he, being in the Indian Army, he went to meet Nelson Mandela.
Well, Mandela, you know, I think there's a Mandela in all of us, being a good, humane person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that Mandela is represented as Mandela Art.
Exactly.
Mandela Art, get it?
Yeah, exactly. Any other questions?
What is your advice for kids?
Oh, good question. Find out what you love to do and just keep doing it. You know?
Yeah. Well, sometimes schoolwork, it stops us from pursuing our hobbies.
No comment. I used to be a teacher. Unfortunately or fortunately, you're in a system. And I think that system will change. I think the education system
is changing in India. They've started making it more interactive and things by implementing the NEP, which was spoken about on my podcast. If you want, you can go to my podcast. You find it on Spotify or iTunes or where you would normally listen to a podcast. And then just go to the season 3 and look for NEP. Well, what do you want to advise as a teacher?
Never stop learning. Never stop being curious. Never stop looking to how to make things better.
Mm-hmm.
How we can leave the earth in a better place than we came here.
Yeah. Well, you are one of a kind. I mean, you are a... Here we have a wonder person. He is not like a super duck, because he is super, but his duck depicts him. He is a teacher, he is a life coach, he's a podcaster. What next?
Well, it's to collaborate with more people like you. Mm-hmm. So whoever you are, wherever you are, listening to this podcast, understand that we can and we will make a difference. So I want to thank you for me being a guest on your podcast, but I'm also going to put this podcast out on my podcast, mm-hmm. because between the two of us, we'll get as many people listening to this as possible. And if anyone is, when the people who are listening to this, if you want to help Siona in some way, shape or form, just get in contact.
Oh yeah. I loved making friends with new people who are related to my topic. If you have anything else and you love helping the environment and you make eco-friendly products, I am very, very, very happy to get in touch with you. Go on, go on. Get in touch with me.
Not now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, right now.
Okay, you want to wrap up your podcast? Okay. How do you end your podcasts?
Well, it was an amazing conversation today with you, Pete. You are one of a kind, definitely one of a kind. So what do you think, everybody? It was an amazing conversation, don't you think?
100%. And we'll see you next time, yeah?
Yeah, next time, won't you?
How's that song go?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
We're out.